This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show. Wayne Allyn Root is our Newsmax Hour, our Newsmax Power Hour. Such an important hour, we give it its own name. The Root Reaction, the aftermath. This is the aftermath. The day is over. 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 o'clock West Coast time. Our day is over. All the news that's fit to print is over because the editors and the publishers and the journalists have gone home for the day. So we get a chance to analyze it all and give you my Root Reaction, and you get to react to me and call in. Number one call-in show on TV, 833-WAR-TALK. Toll-free for anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Hope you're glad I'm back. I took a rare 2 days off for a little mini-vacation, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Had a great time. Refreshed and back. Thank you, Joe Pags, for covering for me. Whenever Joe Pags is out, I'll cover his earlier hour to mine on Newsmax TV. So great job by Joe Pags on TV. Great job by Lee Elsie on radio as my guest host on USA Radio Network. Lee Elsie, a great morning host in Connecticut and Long Island, New York, back at our East Coast affiliate, WJJFFM, in beautiful Connecticut, New London, Connecticut, as well as Montauk, Long Island. And Lee Elsie stood in for me on radio and Joe Pags on TV. They both did a fabulous job, and I appreciate what both of them did for me. But I am your warrior. Conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, Trump warrior. And while I was gone, there's some things I am angry about. I got a list of them here. Four of them in particular. I mean, I could give you a list of 100, but four of them make me outraged, make me angry, make me want to just pull you through the TV screen and shake somebody. And so I'm going to talk about them. And most of all, I could say, I told you so. I told you that this gal, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is a commie. An outright communist. And the thing about communists is, I don't know why this is, but when you're ultra-left, radical-left, socialist, Marxist, communist, they always hate Israel, they always hate the Jews. And so Ocasio just gave an interview, Ocasio-Cortez, just gave an interview where she said that Israel is an occupying force in Palestine, and that set off alarm bells in the Democratic Party, because their big donors, of course, are pro-Israel, even though the base is all anti-Israel, their biggest donors who write them the biggest checks are very pro-Israel. Nobody could stand for a Democratic candidate who the DNC chair said is the new face of the Democratic Party saying something bitterly, viciously against Israel, because all the checks will dry up. So now we've got the Democrats in a tizzy, in an absolute tizzy. And Cortez has proved herself the exact communist that she is. She's for abolishing ICE. She's for universal income. She's for Medicare for all. She's for free college for all. This is a true commie. I hope they're putting the face on the screen at Newsmax. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a commie. Okay? A commie is a commie. She's what Joe McCarthy had in mind in the 1950s. He was a little early, and sometimes he made some accusations with, just unfounded. But today, he'd be right. There are communists running the Democratic Party. Keith Ellison, the DNC chair, is certainly one of them. And this Cortez is another one. So that's number one. The Democratic Party's gone full commie. You've heard of the full Monty? They've gone full commie. Go look at the Communist Party of America and the Democratic Socialists that support this Cortez woman. And you'll find there's no difference in what they believe in and what Cortez believes in. None. Not even a sliver. Not even as thin as a piece of paper. The difference between the Democratic Party and the Communist Party of America and the Democratic Socialists of America. And that means they believe in what Venezuela believes in and what North Korea believes in and Cuba believes in and every communist socialist nation the world over. Communism and socialism bring misery and malaise and suffering and starvation and homelessness and the horrors of living a mediocre life and having no chance to ever make money unless you're in charge. a pretty young gal like Cortez, if she was in charge, oh, she'd have a house in the country like the Russian communist leaders all did. A beautiful condo in Moscow and a house in the country worth millions of dollars. The leaders do just fine. Their children do just fine. But the average person lives in an absolute life of misery for the entire rest of their life. That's what the Democratic Party stands for. She is the poster child. Number two that I'm angry about is Obama. Here's the biggest scandal in history, and no one's talking about it because the liberal media won't. If Trump says one word, askew, one word that doesn't sound exactly right, Trump is the worst man that ever lived, and he must be impeached. But our former President Obama, they'd never cover a word he says. He was in South Africa giving a speech. Now, I've mentioned on this show what's happening in South Africa. You remember apartheid, terrible thing, a shame upon the world. Apartheid is like slavery. So it's a sin. I'm not defending white people who pushed apartheid. They're terrible people, right? They held black people down. They murdered black people. They imprisoned black people. Horrible shame and sin. But today, there's another apartheid. No one in Hollywood's talking about it. None of the big Democratic activists are talking about it the way they did apartheid. It's today, it's a black-ruled country in South Africa, and now they've passed a law that says we're stealing your property if you're white. And if you're not careful, we're going to murder you all. They've said that. They've used those exact words. And so it has forced many people to be murdered on their farms in South Africa. White farmers have been murdered. So far this year, I believe it's in the hundreds. And they have said, number one, we allowed to take your farms away because you're white. Number two, there isn't a massive murder going on yet like the Holocaust. But it's coming. It's coming. And it's coming soon. And so Obama allowed himself to be seen on their stage to give credibility to South Africa and South Africa's leaders and political president and political system? Really? When they're threatening to destroy everything and everyone who's white? And Obama went along with that? And not a word from the national media. Can you imagine if Trump went on a stage with the leader, a white leader of a country that said, I'm taking land away from black people, and soon, not yet, but soon, we'll murder them all if they don't go along with it. And that's exactly what's happening in South Africa. That's exactly what's been said. And Obama allowed himself to be a puppet and to give them credibility on that stage. And by the way, while he was on the stage, he talked about a communist idea, universal income, the same way that this Cortez talks about universal income. Giving everybody money for not working, everyone in the whole country, your money gets confiscated by government, and government sends a check to everyone in the country. And so why would anyone need to work? So there's Obama. He's the full Monty. He's the full commie. He came out as a commie, but that's not even as important as the fact that he was there as an ex-president lending American credibility to a South African government and system that now allows racism against white people, murder against white people, theft against white people. It's hard to believe that Obama did that and no one has said a word. But Wayne Root's saying it. Number three is Trump, the raw deal that Trump's gotten. I'm outraged because it's Obama and Hillary that were involved in Russian collusion. They gave away one-fifth the uranium stock of the United States of America. And they allowed Russia to invade the Ukraine and take over, annex Crimea, and they did nothing about it. And who knows how many other thefts were allowed with Obama as president and Hillary as Secretary of State. There were many of them. Hillary just steals and steals and steals, and then the money goes into the Clinton Foundation, offshore accounts, and then I'm sure they divide the booty up, and they give it out to the Obamas of the world. He gets his booty like a mafia king. He gets a piece of every deal. What do the mafia leaders say? I want a piece. I want a piece of your deal, of your robbery, of your murder. Well, Obama got a piece of every Hillary deal. Hillary was involved in theft. Lots of deals with Russian cronies. How about the fact that Obama leaned over to the president of Russia and said, tell Vladimir Putin, after the election, after I'm reelected, I'll have room to do whatever he wants, and we'll get all kinds of deals done. Then, behind the American people's back. That's not Russian collusion. And then if the Russians tried to steal the election, who's the president then? Obama! He allowed it. So that's the third thing. There's the Russian collusion. And the fourth thing is MGM. I'm from Las Vegas. This show is shot in Las Vegas. And I'm sickened, I'm saddened, I'm outraged, I'm disgusted. It's the most despicable act in the history of corporate America. MGM's now the most hated company in the history of the United States of America. They bring a black stain upon capitalism. What have they done? MGM and in Mandalay Bay, their hotel was the scene of the Las Vegas massacre, October 1st, last fall. And over 1,000 people have filed lawsuits against MGM. MGM announced yesterday they're suing all 1,000 back. They're suing the victims and survivors of the October 1st Vegas massacre. People who have PTSD, people who are seeing psychiatrists, people who have been terrorized, people who have been traumatized, people who lost the most important people in their lives. I met a guy just this weekend on my little vacation, my holiday. I met a guy who literally said his best friend was at the Vegas massacre, and on one side was his best friend, on the other side was his best friend, and they were both shot in the head and died. He lived. He wasn't even shot, but he's traumatized for the rest of his life. All the people who were traumatized are being sued by MGM. That's their legal maneuver to try and get out of this and absolve themselves of responsibility. Now, it doesn't matter if they're right or wrong. It doesn't matter if the act they're basing it on is right or wrong in federal court. It doesn't matter what they're trying to do. The end result is it's the worst decision by a corporation in the history of mankind. Jim Murren, the CEO of MGM, is a bad guy. And Jim Murren must resign or Jim Murren must be fired. And you know what? Usually you're fired by your board, but the whole board's got to be fired. Everyone involved with the stink of MGM Resorts International needs to be fired and needs to be expunged for that corporation. What you've done is you've destroyed your brand name. You've destroyed capitalism in the United States. You've given a bad name to everyone who believes in pro-business like I do and who believes in capitalism. And you've hurt Vegas. You've damaged the brand name of Las Vegas. Hotels in Vegas are suing the people who were shot? Really? After 9/11, should the World Trade Center have sued the families and the survivors of 9/11? The Yankees, Yankee games, when they lose, do they sue the people that attended when the Yankees lose? You were there. We lost. We're suing you. Have you ever heard anything so evil in your entire life, so disgusting, so despicable in your entire life? You brought shame upon the MGM name, and you brought shame upon Las Vegas. And trust me when I tell you, MGM is done. They'll be boycotted by the thousands. Reservations are being canceled. A little birdie has told me. Conventions are being canceled. They're all going to other Vegas hotels. Bye-bye, MGM. Jim Murren, bad decision. Right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can't be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back from my little mini vacation. I'll be gone again on Friday. Just first time ever I've been gone 3 days in 1 week. I was gone Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I'll be gone again Friday. It's my birthday on Friday. Come on, you can't expect the guy to work the whole day on his birthday. I'll work the whole morning, the whole afternoon. I'm just going to take off the 3 hours of my radio and TV show, and I'm headed to a party in honor of Wayne Allen Root. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm headed to a big party for myself that starts right while the show is still going on. So I'm taking one more day off, and it's the last one. You'll see me gone for a long time. I'm here. I love being here. I don't like missing shows. In any case, thank you, Joe Patch, for filling in while I was gone, and Lee Elsie on the radio. I've been the guy who's on top of this investigation about this Vegas massacre. You heard how I feel about MGM and its liberal schmo of an owner named Jim Murren, or not owner, but CEO, who could be fired at any time because he's not an owner. His board can fire him at any time, but they're just as culpable as him. His negligence and his board's negligence may have been a major contributing factor to what happens. You know how many people I've had on this show on TV and on this show on radio who have anonymously come on and told me about the lousy security at MGM properties, how little they spend on security. And today, just today, if you're watching me on Newsmax, you didn't hear my radio show, which you should be listening to every day. I break so many stories on my radio show. Two parts of the story you need to know. Number one, someone called up anonymously, a female who is a security officer for MGM, and said, number one, we're all completely ashamed of what MGM has done, suing the victims. It makes us sick. They're ruining our company's image and its brand. And number two, every time we bring up the shooting and how sad we are, they tell us to shut up, suck it up, and move on. It's old news. That's what management tells us. And number three, security's no better today than it was the day of the shooting at MGM properties. So that's the first thing you need to know. The second thing is that Laura Loomer, investigative reporter, called in And she brought up the fact, which I brought up earlier in the show, she just seconded the motion. MGM was in such a hurry to make sure they didn't hurt the image of the tourism capital of America, Las Vegas. They all conspired, in our opinion, to avoid a mention that this might very well be a terrorist attack. And that ISIS may have been involved. They promised they would attack the Vegas Strip. And this guy, Paddock, could never have pulled this off on his own without major help, without major backing. And then they put out four times, they put out that we did it, we did it, we did it, we did it. It was an ISIS terror attack. And this guy converted to Islam and it was all an ISIS terror attack. And Laura and I both believe, after looking at all the evidence, it was terrorism related. So MGM just burned themselves. That's the only good thing that comes out of this, is that MGM's trying to use a terrorism act passed by Congress to nullify them of liability in lawsuits. But they won't be able to, because they are on record as saying, and the Vegas sheriff was literally forcefully pressured into saying, and the FBI went along with it, this wasn't terrorism. So they can't use a terrorism act to nullify liability when they've gone on record and said this isn't terrorism. They screwed themselves. Good for you, MGM. I'm very happy for you. It's great that the FBI and the sheriff of Las Vegas and the government and MGM all got together to spin a fantastic tale and make believe one man did all this, and that there was no terrorism involved, and no chance it was terrorism, and no chance it was ISIS, and no chance it was Islamic extremism, even though ISIS put a video out that said we're coming after the Vegas Strip with blood dripped across the Vegas Strips on the screen. And even though afterwards they said four times we did it. No, they have nothing to do with it. Just disregard it out of hand immediately. Don't even look at the facts. Don't even wait. It wasn't ISIS. It wasn't terrorism. Now you're trying to use the fact that it was an act of terrorism to nullify your liability in a federal courtroom. And it's not going to work, because you went out and announced to the world it was not terrorism, and absolutely definitively was not terrorism. So basically, you screwed yourselves. And Laura Loomer pointed out that they want to now fall back on terrorism, when in reality, they were the ones who made sure everyone knew it wasn't terrorism, to protect tourism in Las Vegas. All right, and a great email just came in. I won't give her name. I'll be very nice. But she said, Wayne, I'm a trauma nurse who works at UMC, which is the number one trauma hospital in Vegas and the best one on the west coast of the United States, best one west of the Mississippi. I've heard that from 100 sources. I actually have off today, and I'm listening to your radio show, and like you, I'm disgusted by MGM's behavior. Just curious on your thoughts on the security guard, Jesus Campos, that was supposedly shot by Paddock on the 32nd floor. That night, there were multiple phone calls to the UMC Trauma and Patient Placement Center asking about him. I was in every single unit of the hospital that night. He supposedly was shot, but he wasn't there. I didn't see him. When you look up his name, he doesn't come up as having ever been treated at UMC. And he wasn't even treated by Quick Cares, which is what is so strange. There are so many unanswered questions and strange things for that night. A lot of it coming from MGM. Just curious how much of a role you think they had. Thanks for talking about this on the air. Keep up the great work. And then she gives her name, and it says Registered Nurse, Trauma Care Unit, UMC. Where were you, Jesus Campos? If you were shot by Stephen Paddock, how come you don't show up at UMC Trauma? How come no one treated you? Very strange story. A lot of strange stories about the Vegas massacre, weren't there? Wow. And a lot more to talk about with Obama in South Africa and this socialist Cortez in New York and Donald Trump, who did nothing wrong. I don't trust the CIA, the FBI, or the deep state either. You go get him, Donna.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Yeah, and I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before. And I would say that that is true, yeah. He's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
Comments made tonight by President Trump when asked if he holds Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Lawmakers are still responding to President Trump's comments on Capitol Hill regarding the 2016 election, including Democratic Senator Joe Kennedy.
His walk back yesterday, he walked back the walk back, and the next sentence, he has... This is a horrible thing to say. The President of the United States has no credibility when it comes to this issue.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones was up close to 80 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, bringing up stories that no one else wants to talk about. Is anyone else on TV talking about Obama in South Africa? While they're killing white farmers and while they're stealing the land of white farmers, he's willing to go there and give a speech, probably collected $500,000. That's not a sin. That's not evil. That's not a negative for the United States of America. That's not an outrage that he's giving credibility to the leaders of a country that's killing white people. No one's talking about it. All they want to talk about is that Trump's friendly with Putin. You got to be kidding me. And no one's talking about the $400,000 payment that Putin claimed in the middle of his press conference that a Russian tycoon gave to Hillary Clinton's campaign. It was handled by the American CIA intelligence deep state. No one's talking about that. Illegal campaign contributions and illegally gotten money, Putin says. The guy paid no taxes on $1.5 billion in profits he pulled out of Russia. That's not a huge scandal. No one cares. That's not a headline. Well, here you get the real headlines. You hear the real news. All right, and here this show is sponsored because how do we survive? We're our sponsors are how we survive. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this show. I'm losing my voice here. I'm only back in a few hours. I'm already tired. My voice is losing it because I got so much to say. I'm so outraged, and I say it so loudly because we live in a world, if you don't say it loudly, nobody hears it. And I've got that New York passion and that New York kick-ass attitude, so I just got to tell it to you with my standard trademark energy. And boy, your voice can run out when you do that. But U.S. Gold Bureau makes this show possible. U.S. Gold Bureau sponsors this show. And they sponsor this segment. They sponsor this show. They're good friends of me. I've met all the executives and the CEO of the company, all great people. They text me during the show to tell me how much they enjoy watching this show every night. Good people. Not like any other show. Nobody on Fox has sponsors texting them during the show back and forth with the host of the show. Come on. There is no such thing. With Newsmax, we're all family. And just for calling, right now, if you've ever thought about calling for gold or silver, here's an American Silver Eagle, free for calling. It's 1 ounce of pure silver for free, no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees, fresh from the U.S. Mint in brilliant, uncirculated condition. They're so sure they can win you over long-term, they're willing to lose money short-term just for the chance to earn your business. The coin's free, the shipping's free, the phone call's free. Call now for your free consultation as well. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. Well, this is silver, not gold, but it's cool. 800-885-4653. They make it all possible. Also want to bring up an idea here, and then we'll take calls. The idea is that now Democrats have got themselves in trouble. Let's take them up on their idea. Democrats are saying that we have got to subpoena the Russian interpreter to find out what Putin said to Trump at that Helsinki summit, right? We want to find out exactly what was said. And so let's subpoena the interpreter. And I say, bravo, let's do it. I'm such a fan of Donald Trump, President Trump, that I'm willing to agree to that. Let's do it. But now I'll only agree to do it if you allow us to subpoena the interpreter for the Iran deal. I want to know exactly what John Kerry said when he negotiated the Iran deal. John Kerry and Obama's negotiators gave away the world to the Iranians. And one of the things they gave them is the Iranians asked for their money back. I think we were holding $150 billion of their money. And we gave them $150 billion plus interest. They didn't even ask for it. We just gave them the interest without them asking. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and hear that conversation. So two could play at that game. When Obama gave them $1.5 or so billion dollars in cash on unmarked bills, changed into Swiss francs on an unmarked cargo plane in order to pay off a ransom that's illegal in the United States to pay a ransom. And he paid a ransom, and after the plane landed, only then did Iran let the hostages take off. That's a ransom. I'd like to be in on those negotiations. I want to hear the interpreter, what the Iranian negotiators said to John Kerry and what John Kerry said back, because John Kerry's a traitor to the American people. And I'd like to hear when Obama was negotiating with the Muslim Brotherhood to take over Egypt and he encouraged the Arab Spring in Libya and Egypt and other countries. He encouraged radical Muslims who hate Jews, hate Israel, hate America. I want to hear those negotiations, and I want to hear those conversations. I want those interpreted. And by the way, while we're at it, how about some negotiations that went on in English? I want to have every detail, because every government meeting is recorded. So I want the tarmac between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, when they negotiated why Hillary should be let off scot-free from her massive crimes that should result in life in prison. I want to hear the the IRS negotiations and IRS meetings when Obama sat with the head of the IRS Employees Union and all kinds of IRS executives, and at the same time, people like me were being targeted. I want to hear about the Benghazi meetings, right? And I want to hear about Obamacare. When you planned out Obamacare, when you decided to pull a scam and a Ponzi scheme on the American people and rip us off, I want to hear about every minute, every word said in every one of those meetings. They're government meetings. Every one of them is recorded. That's why the tarmac was recorded. Every conversation on a government airplane is recorded. And so we have a right to hear all of that. So you've just opened up Pandora's box. You want to hear the exact words of Trump's meeting with Putin. Great. I trust Trump explicitly. I will go for it. I will absolutely risk everything to hear what Trump said to Putin and Putin said to Trump. But I want to hear what the leaders of the mullahs of Iran said to Obama and what the mullahs of Iran and their negotiators said to John Kerry, first and foremost, and in all those other situations. You know, you think Trump's friends with Russia. Well, I think Obama was too cozy, best friends forever, with every Muslim radical leader in the world. I wonder why that is. Why was Obama so friendly with every Muslim leader in the world and hated Israel? Why was that? Anyone want to venture a guess? Let's listen in on the conversations. Let's get an interpreter to a subpoena and an interpreter to literally tell us word for word what was said between Obama and all those Muslim negotiators. Love to hear it. Was Obama their best friend in the world? I'll bet he was. All right. Let's take some calls. We've got J.D. in Las Vegas on line one. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, buddy?
Hey, great to have you back. Two quick points. A top lawyer here in Vegas today said 50% of people that are involved in incidents like this will not even sue for themselves. So in essence, the MGM Grand is suing people who would just rather forget about it and not even be involved in it. And now they're drawing in to defend themselves or whatever at their cost. Second, I don't know if you remember, Headline News, July 7th, Review Journal article, MGM had earlier case, man caught with weapons in 2014 in Mandalay Bay, six weapons from Kyle Aaron Dunbar on the 24th floor with a scope rifle pointing towards the strip.
Yes.
This indicates to me that the MGM cannot plead innocence because they had a potential. I don't know how they caught this guy or what happened, but this shows negligence when 3 years prior they had an identical situation maybe, and
yes,
they didn't do anything to improve upon it to stop it in the future.
Yeah, three points, JT. One, it's an outrage. It's disgusting. It's despicable. It destroyed their corporate image. How did they not know they were going to do that? MGM is history. They'll be a bankrupt company. You won't even remember the name in 5 years. And they'll have to change the name and sell off the company. They've ruined their image forever. Thousands of cancellations. I'm sure dozens of conventions canceling at this moment. And I've heard thousands of people opting out of the MGM Players Club card. So they've got these members that play there and get points. They don't want to even be associated with them anymore. The calls are coming in by the thousands. Boycott, hashtag boycott MGM trending all over the internet. Number two, you're 100% right. Negligence, negligence, negligence. They want out of liability when in reality they are absolutely liable. And it was their negligence that most certainly, in my opinion, certainly allegedly, I'll put it, was a big part of all this. And number three is they claim no terrorism, and the sheriff claimed no terrorism, and the FBI claimed no terrorism. Now they're trying to use the Terrorism Act to get to weasel out of their liabilities. But guess what? You built your bed. Now you got to lay in it, boys. You said no terrorism. Let's stick with that. ISIS wasn't involved. Therefore, you got to pay out billions of dollars. Bankrupt. Bye-bye. All right, line number two. Let's take Chris from Oklahoma. J.D., thank you for the call. Chris from Oklahoma. Chris, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
Very good. What's on your mind?
Well, you look good anyway.
thank you, sir.
I just want to talk about the fact that it seems like we're losing we're fighting a losing battle with this, with all of, you know, our beliefs, the way we believe, and the fact that we got indoctrinated youth, and how are we supposed to find leaders out of people that have been told that America stinks.
Yeah. Well, look, you're pointing out the problem is the education system. You know, liberals, I'm being way too nice. Communists, they call themselves progressives and liberals.
Yeah,
communists.
I know. They are.
And they said they were going to take over the education system, and that's what they've done. All the teachers are commies. Every time I see a comment in the newspaper by a person who claims to be a teacher, it's always a comment that's radical left, never right. And they're all union members, and the kids aren't educated. The kids are being dumbed down. You see the results are horrible.
That, you know, that union thing you just said, that blows me away. Why is a public service unionized? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
that was what FDR said.
FDR said that, believe it or not. He said you could never allow government employees to be unionized. It would ruin the country. Well, FDR was right, even though he was an extreme liberal.
Who said that?
Yes, he did. He said, you can't have collective bargaining and unions involving government employees. What, are you crazy?
Silly.
He must be rolling over in his grave. Now that we have it, it's amazing. They're very powerful. 22 million government employees, federal, state, local. 22 million government employees, and they've got collective bargaining, and they hold us by the, you know what, by the short hairs, as they say.
Yes, by the short hairs.
Hey, Chris, we got to run. Thank you for the call. We love my friends in Oklahoma. Great country. Oklahoma and Texas, man. Thank God for Oklahoma and Texas. And the South, you saved America. Without you, we're done. I'm from New York, but New Yorkers, my God, what happened to all of you? What happened to you? New York and California, whole states made up of illegal aliens. How despicable, how disgusting. But you know what? Even worse than that is MGM suing the victims of the terror attack or the massacre in Vegas, whatever you want to call it, on October 1st. A lot of bad stuff going on in this world, but they are now, MGM, the most hated company in the history of America and the history of American business. Are you proud of yourselves? Congratulations, Jim Murren, CEO of MGM. You're the most hated CEO that ever lived. Hashtag boycott MGM trending all over the internet. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
War now!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The last caller said, Wayne, you look great. Well, I'll tell you what, I look great because of, God gets the first credit. I get the second credit because I've been working out, between an hour and 2 hours a day my entire life in the gym. But number three is Synergenix. Synergenix took what God molded and what I've worked hard to achieve, and they just stepped it up another few feet and a little bit more intense. And they taught me how to exercise better, how to eat better, the right vitamins. They put me on a hormonal program. And between all of it, they took blood panels. Then a month later, they took blood panels. Night and day. Night and day. I was pre-diabetic, gone. I was insulin resistant, gone. In a month. So thank you so much for changing my entire lifestyle and the whole way of eating. By the way, I was eating non-gluten, which a lot of people know is now a big thing. You don't eat any bread. You don't eat any pasta. But I was replacing it with rice pasta and rice pudding and rice bread and rice cookies. And it turns out it's the same thing, if not worse. I thought rice was much better for you, but it's not. It goes in the glycemic index. It's the worst. So you eat a rice cake, it's as bad as eating like a giant cake at the bakery. You think, oh, well, a rice cake compared to a cake at the bakery. No. As far as blood sugar and glycemic goes, it's even worse. I didn't know that till I went to Synergenix. I went from eating everything rice, rice itself, including brown rice and rice pasta and rice noodles at a Chinese restaurant. I don't do any of that anymore. I've got cold turkey from the day I went to Synergenix. And the result is my lab results were through the roof fantastic. Thank you, Synergenix. For you to get a free, no-obligation consultation, they have clinics all over the United States, call 888-YOUNGER. Don't call if you want to be older. If you accept aging, don't call. If you want to be older, don't call. But if you want to be younger, call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Synergenix.com. You can register there for your free, no-obligation consultation, Synergenix, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S. Thank you, Synergenix, for sponsoring the show, and thank you for changing my life. Tomorrow, their lead doctor will be a guest on this show just to tell, I'm the most open host that's ever lived. We're going to tell you everything that was wrong with me in the test and everything that's changed and show you how these doctors can change your life 888 younger tomorrow on this show. All right, we'll take some calls. We've got Judy in Texas on line one. Judy, you're on with Wayne on the Road. How are you?
I'm dying to talk to you.
Hey, Judy, you got me. You got me.
Well, let me tell you, you look great, but I got something that was invented 50 years ago to cure autism in children. And I found out about it 10 years ago. And when I had cataracts, and I won't be operated. I'm a nurse, 50 years. And I take my patients, billionaires, or wherever they want to go. They don't buy insurance. They go where they cure things. And it's against the law to cure anything in America. You can't advertise, okay?
Okay.
I can't tell you about it. Privately, I'd like to talk to you about it. Because I heard somebody talking about their back. You don't need surgery. This has 800 programs. One of them is acupuncture. Another is cranial sacral therapy. All of these can cure your back problems and everything.
Hey, by the way, I had that cranial. There's only like 20 doctors in the whole United States on how to do it. I had that cranial manipulation.
Oh, I do it all the time. There's more than 20 doctors.
Well, 20 are licensed to do it.
Cranial sacral therapy is on the program. And you push a button, and it tells you, you do a 4.5-minute test, and it can tell you everything. It has a program where also for, like, plastic surgery, you want your hair darker, the same color as you were when you were younger. You push a button, and you correct it. You
want
to be tall.
Judy, we're just dying for find out more about it, but we're pressed for time. We want to take more calls. Show's almost over. When I say goodbye, Chris will take your name and information, and we'll call you, okay? We'll find out more about it because I want to hear about it, all right? Let's take Diana on line number three. Diana wants to talk about this Ocasio-Cortez. Diana, you're on with Wayne Reed. How are you?
Hello, sir. I'd like to say, first of all, God bless you and your show, and happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I love your show. I missed you while you were gone.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Question number one. Okay, so this Tommy Pinko Ortez.
Yes.
I'd like to know, as a bartender, and now all of a sudden she's the new dummy crap rising star.
Yes.
Has she paid back her college loans?
Sure not.
Or is this why she wants to, or is this why she, you know, she's out there saying, oh, free college for everybody?
Hey, by the way, you want to make a bet? Want to make a bet, Diana? I'll bet you that you still got big college loans, and the minute you become a congressperson, I'll bet they pay them off for you. Or I'll bet they're just
Oh, absolutely.
Want to bet?
Absolutely.
Right, so that's, and she's going to be a congresswoman. She's
Well, I'd like to know also, is she going to take her salary, or is she going to be like our wonderful President Trump, you know, who forego his salary to pay off our national debt? You would never see
Diana, we got to run. That's the music. The show's over for the night, but we got good wisdom today from Oklahoma and from Texas and all those great places where people vote Republican. Thank you, Diana, from East Texas. We appreciate it. And she's right. She brought up something I never bring up. Trump doesn't take a penny in salary. Cortez is a big commie, and she hates everybody, but she'll take her salary. And what about Obama who wants universal income, a communist idea? Gave that speech in South Africa. He's going to take his salary. He's worth millions and millions of dollars now, hundreds of millions probably. These communists don't want you and I to make money, but they're big on themselves making lots of money because they're better than us. They're the elite 1%. That's what communism, socialism, Marxism is all about. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. To all the cops out there, all the military, all the vets, we love you. We appreciate you, all the first responders. You be safe tonight. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. Bye-bye. Glad to be back in the South.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an...
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion
$1 million for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.